The Department of Homeland Security has shelved a controversial screening program for airline passengers. Privacy groups are hailing the decision to drop the advanced version of a computer-assisted passenger pre-screening system, or CAPS-2, and they're taking credit for the program's demise. NPR's Larry Abramson is following this story, and he joins us now. Larry, this was a program that the Bush administration had said was urgently needed to improve airline security.
They
Why put it on ice?
certainly did. Well, CAPS-2 is supposed to be an advance on a system already in place. It's long selected passengers that were deemed to be at risk. The old system was just supposed to stop bombs from getting on planes. After 9/11, the government tried to identify risky passengers and said that they were going to analyze computer databases using some sort of special algorithm to pick out people and subject them to special scrutiny. Privacy groups howled. They said the government had no business going through, real estate records, banking information, and they said there was also no proof that this program was going to work at all. The government defended the program, but the pressure was very intense. And even a recent government report said there was no proof that this was going to work and there were no privacy safeguards. So the Transportation Security Administration scaled back the program last summer, but now they're saying basically because of all these privacy concerns, they're giving in to the fact that this program has no real future. But the government is still committed to coming up with some sort of pre-screening system, an automated pre-screening system at some point in time.
Son of CAPS 2, something like that?
Something like that. It'll certainly have a different name. And the reason is that there are such lines at the airport. The TSA wants to reduce the number of people they have to pull aside for extra screening. CAPS 2 was supposed to do that, but now it's not going to be there anymore. The TSA also has another program in place called the Registered Traveler Program, which is supposed to be for frequent travelers who are willing to give up some personal information and maybe avoid a little bit of the wait in line, but it's only going to speed things up a little bit. So the TSA has to wrestle with people who are screaming about waiting in line. They also have to wrestle with the privacy community who's saying that most of these programs are just too invasive to go ahead.
And as we mentioned, that privacy community is very happy with this decision.
Oh yeah, they're really crowing today. You know, they beat back this program. They pretty much killed the terrorism information total information awareness program that was proposed by the Pentagon. They've also reduced the use of facial recognition software. So these are big victories, and government has recognized that they've got to run these things by some privacy experts before they roll them out to the public.
So with CAPS 2 on the shelf, is that a big blow to airline security efforts?
Well, a lot of people say if we don't test the stuff, we're never going to find out whether it really works. And they say that, you know, we need to find out whether they work so that we can go ahead with them or come up with something else. But privacy groups say once you roll these things out, they will never go away again.
Okay, Larry, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.